Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to just read this out to you. Effective action is needed quickly following the publication of the Mother and Baby Homes report and the State Apology Survivor Groups, according to State Apology Survivor Groups, this weekend. They said it will be all meaningless and just fine words unless government follows up fast with concrete action, because the survivors are part of an ageing and dying community. This is according to Paul Redman, chairperson of the Coalition of Mother and Baby Home Survivors. Bottom line is, the government have said now, the Attorney General has made it clear that they don't need the permission from the state, they don't need a referendum to make available birth certificates for all the children who were adopted between 1928 and 1998 in mother and baby homes, because essentially all those adoptions are deemed to be kind of illegal. So realistically, they don't need the permission from the state, so they don't need a referendum. The Attorney General has said that's okay, so we can pass legislation. That could take about a year to get legislation together to cover all the little loopholes in the law, etc., etc. But it has been suggested by the Labour Party they could make an index available very quickly, whereby people can go into the birth office with an index number and say, there you go, that's my birth cert, can I have a copy of it, please? Now, everybody agrees with that, to some extent, particularly all those like me who were born in mother and baby homes. But that's okay for me, because I know who my birth mother is, and I had the pleasure of meeting her. But for others out there who don't know, and that question mark hangs over their heads, or for mothers searching for children, for example, you know, there's a problem. And the problem is, let me give you a hypothetical situation. Let's say there's a woman, contrary to all the stories that we've heard, and there are many of them out there, the people who are desperate to find out, you know, where they come from and who they are. But there are people out there, women out there, who had babies 30, 40, 50 years ago, gave them up for adoption willingly, not forcefully, but willingly, went to a mother and baby home, and then moved on with their life. Maybe they got married and had more children, never told their husband, never told their children that they had a child in a mother and baby home. They don't want somebody knocking on their door. They have put that part of their life behind them, and maybe they don't want to revisit it. That's their choice. So, Michael or Johnny or Mary or Jackie go into the department where they get the register, the births and registers office, and they get their birth certificate, and they go, ah, there's my mother's name, and there's where she lives. Because normally the birth certificate will tell you what their formal address is. There's where she lives. So they have a fair idea where she is. They'll track it down. Takes a little bit of detective work, but they'll track it down. And they find out where they live. How you doing, yeah? I'm your daughter. How's things? Haven't seen you in 30 years. Any news? And all of a sudden that person's life is turned upside down. Now, there would have to be something put in the legislation, I imagine, whereby there would be some level of privacy, that you will have to make an agreement that you won't go knocking on people's doors without having somebody as a go-between. Now, they said they will put in place a system whereby in the circuit court, a mother, you know, who gave up a child for adoption can put in an appeal for privacy. Now, I don't know how that all works out, or the logistics of that, or how that can happen. But as a child, you will be entitled to get your birth cert. And a lot of people are saying, well, hold on, I don't necessarily agree with that. There has to be some sort of checks and balances. So I'm asking you a question. Should an adopted person now be entitled to get a copy of their original birth certificate, which has the mother and the father's name on it, something they didn't know before, and they have never known, and they didn't have access to? It could open up a whole can of worms. I want to know what you think. Should they be entitled to know? Should they now be entitled to know, after the report last week, and the government saying, now, yes, we can bring in legislation for a birth certificate? And but the Labour Party have said today that they could bring out an index list, which make it much easier for people to do it, not to have to wait. Because you've got to remember, a lot of these mothers and a lot of these children are now late in their lives. Any longer, and a lot of them will be dead. So the question I want to ask you is, should birth certs be available for those who want them, who were adopted? Yes, they should be available. The child's right essentially trumps the mother's right for the child to know. Or no, they shouldn't be available, and there should be some sort of due process whereby the mother is contacted first before the birth cert is given out. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you're an adopted child and you can let us know. The pros are pros, and everybody agrees with that and thinks it's a great idea that people can now finally find out who their mother and father was, if indeed both names are on the birth cert. I suppose the cons are, there are women out there who had babies, gave them up for adoption willingly during that period of time, and now they may not want to go back down that road, and Mary or Johnny could be knocking on their door. So whose rights are more important in this situation? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Catherine, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Catherine?
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen. I'm sorry, it says Catherine on my screen. I do apologise, Kathleen. How could we get a good Irish name like that wrong? Huh?
Oh, lovely.
Kathleen, you believe the birth certs are no good. You've been looking for 25 years for your parents, and it was all the wrong information that was on it in the first place.
That's right, yes. I have to advertise St. Patrick's Guild as usual.
Right,
okay. My certificate was made out as if my mother and father were married.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
To make it all cosy and legal, I suppose, yeah.
Pardon?
Just to make it all kind of cosy and legal at the time, yeah.
Yes. Now, when we went to the adoption agency in the beginning, we went in 1965.
Yep.
The interview was, your mother was such an age, and your father was such an age, and she was 7.5 months married.
Yeah.
Married. And had to give up the baby because there was a lot of police in the family.
Okay.
And they'd have to leave the diocese if it came out that it was a baby.
Of course. Yeah, that was the way it was, of course, the time. That was, So, and the information was incorrect that was on your birth certificate?
Everything I got was, yeah.
So was your mother's name on the birth certificate?
Yes, yeah.
And was that
father's name?
And were they at least the correct names of the two people that were involved in your birth?
Well, I believe they were all along, and still, like, I use one of them as the surname because they were married as I thought.
Oh, okay.
And where was I nearest here?
Oh no, it's okay. I understand the complication. So you're telling me because they were married, they would have both had the same surname on the birth certificate, not the
exactly,
maid.
Yeah.
In other words, you didn't have a maiden name, which is the most important for the mother.
No.
Yes, I get you.
No.
Right. Okay.
And then everything, even medical records. I asked me about medical records because my foster mother told me that I had an operation. Went back to the agency, asked them, and they said no. No, you haven't got an operation. So I didn't know who to believe.
Yeah, it is a difficult situation.
I ended up, anyway, to put a long story short, I went into the agency and the nun wasn't there and just the receptionist. And I said, look, love, don't be worried, I said, but I'm going in there and I'm going to sit in there till the nun comes back.
Yeah.
So I sat in the agency and the nun came back and pleaded with me to leave. And I said, no, I'm sick, as I said, with your lies. I said, I can understand. I said, you tell me the truth, but I can't understand lies. Now, before that, I was after having a meeting with the board in St. Patrick's Guild. They all sat around the table, Monsignor, the whole lot of them, and looked me in the face, and I cried through the whole meeting. And I said, my son has doubts, I said, and he knows who the mother and father is. Well, the Monsignor said to me, go out now and live your life. He said, start living your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I was talking to you, you don't tell lies. And I don't tell lies, but I said, you're all sitting around this table and you're barefaced, you know what's in that file. But they kept through everything that they said, it wasn't on the file. So
in other words, but I agree with you. In that kind of situation, and that probably happened many times, by the way, the paper or the birth certificate is not worth the paper it's written on.
Exactly.
Unfortunately for you, because you don't have a maiden name, so it makes it very difficult for you to find out who your mother was, because they lied and said she was married when she wasn't. So there's only one surname on the birth certificate, which is allegedly your father's.
Yes.
Which we don't even know if it's your father or not. So, yeah.
Well, they kept saying all along, that's not your mother's name, that's not your father's name. And
Yeah, I know, I get it.
I wrote to them, I went to the Archbishop's house, and then I had a meeting up there with Nora Gibbons, Lord of Mercy, and she was brilliant. And then I ended up ringing a bishop. And he said, why would you be ringing me? I said, I want to know. No, I can give his name because there's no problem. I said, I want to know you're related to me. And he said, why would you think that? I said, because I said your name corresponds with a name I have. And he said, no, Lord, he said, but you see, who are you dealing with? I told him. And I have to say, he wrote straight away up to the agency. I was told then that the letter was left right on the nun's desk.
So you thought that your father was related to a bishop?
Well, he has.
Yeah, okay, I don't want you to give out the name on the air, but you thought it was a relationship.
There's a lot of priests in the family.
Yeah, I get that, and that could have been the reason at the time. A lot of women would have given up children for adoption because it was a priest in the family in particular. That would have been a reason. But listen, I'm really sorry, Kathleen. You seem to have come to a dead end. Hold on a second. Stay there with me, because I want to go to Thomas as well. Thomas, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Thomas?
Very nice.
Or Tomas, sorry, Tomas, I do apologise.
Okay, getting that wrong now.
I do apologise, Tomas. So, Tomas, you were adopted as well, and, you know, do you believe there should be, you think there should be a go-between?
I think there should, Niall, for the simple reason. Now, I've been on your show a couple of times before, but in this particular topic, I've been through it. I was adopted, and I did find my birth mother, and the name that was on the birth cert was hers.
Yeah.
But the father's name, she said she'd never heard of it before.
Right, okay. So somebody made that up and put it on.
So somebody made it up. Like, now, when she was pregnant with me, she was taken away by the priests and she was put into St. Kevin's.
Yeah.
And she was left there until I was born, and then she nursed me for 6 months. And then I was adopted.
And where were you adopted from? St. Pat's?
No, St. Anne's. They're just off Grafton Street.
All right, okay.
St. Anne's, yeah. The woman that adopted me, that's who I call my mother.
Yeah? Of course, yeah.
So my mother was always saying to me, "Oh, would you not go and have a look?" And I said, "No, ma'am," because I have a younger sister who went, who was also adopted. Not my sister now.
Yeah.
But she was adopted as well. And she went and looked and found out that her mother had died at a young age. And it devastated her. You know, and you have to be, in my mind, you have to be mentally able and willing to accept whatever it is you find. So whether you find a loving mother who the baby was taken off and she was always wanting to meet them and always that, and that's the love story. Or you have the other end of the stick where you go to the door
and it's somebody who's not interested in meeting you.
And they slam the door in your face and tell you to take off. They never wanted you in the first place. Do you know what I mean?
So, oh, I know. There's different aspects to it, and I get that. But can I ask you a question, Tomas?
Yeah.
As a person, whether you want it or whether you don't want it, do you believe you have the right to know your identity?
Oh, you have the right to know your identity.
Well, then there's
absolutely
not the end of the argument, then, in some sense.
Well, it's not, because if you get your birth cert, well, then there's more information on your birth cert than just a name. Like, if somebody gave me a name, a surname...
Hang on, Kathleen, just for a second. Let Thomas finish. Tomas,
like, if somebody gave me a surname,
yep,
right, I could search all of Ireland and find 50,000 people with the same name. You know what I mean? But if somebody gave me a surname, a name, and an address, well, now I could turn up on somebody.
Yeah, but let me give you my example. In my situation, the little bit of information or the scraps of information that I got at a young age led me to an unusual surname. I'm not going to obviously say what it was, mm-hmm. but it was an unusual surname. So it limited it down to about five or six people. And even then, I would have had the good sense not to knock on someone's door and say, "How are you doing? I'm your son."
That's great, Niall, and you would do that because you have an ounce of common sense.
Yeah, okay, so I rang up at the time St. Louise's or whoever it was, Tusla were dealing with at the time, and I said, "Look, yeah. I know five people. I know it's one of these people. Now, if you don't do something for me, I'll do it myself." Now, I didn't obviously mean that. That was a blank threat. But yeah. I knew if I said that, they would. And then they contacted her, the right person, obviously, and said, "Okay, that's grand. We'll arrange that." And they sorted it all out, right? But the point is, I think the majority of people are logical. I don't think some fella's going to rock up to someone's door. I can't see that happening too often.
But you see, would it not be an awful lot better, right, if there was a service there?
But that's what we have at the moment, and it's a mess. And it takes too long. I mean, it takes years in some cases. And
lucky because mine only took me 4.5 months.
Yeah, because your mother probably had previously contacted them and said, "Look, if he comes looking for me." Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the way the system works at the moment. Yes. But if that mother never contacts the Adoption Society or Tusla or wherever it happens, the Nexus House or whoever's looking after it, you'll never get that information. So that's the way it currently works at the moment. So the new way they're looking at it is that essentially by saying, you know, that a lot of these adoptions are, I suppose there's a blanket kind of rule now that these adoptions were essentially illegal because women were coerced into these adoptions. Because of that, the Attorney General is now saying these children have a right to have their birth certs. birth certificates.
But they do. But again, Niall, you don't know if the name on the birth cert is the proper name.
Well, you'll find out quickly enough, won't you?
But what happens if you rock up to somebody's house and knock on the door and say, "Hey, I'm your son. You have me," and they go, "What?"
I get what you're saying, but I'm pretty sure that person could invite you in for a cup of tea and say, "Listen, I genuinely am not your mother. I think there's been some sort of mistake, and between the pair of you sort it out with Tusla."
I know, but would it not be better to have
I think they're rare occasions, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think the system here is right. Don't get me wrong. The system here is
a joke.
It is a joke, an absolute joke. You know, and when you go to look. It's made so, like, when my younger sister went looking, she was told to come back in 5 or 6 years when they thought she was old enough.
Yeah, there's little or no help. Yeah, I know.
She was 19 or 20 when she went looking the first time, you know. And she was well able to think. But then, like, when she went looking again, they told her, "Oh, your mother has died."
Okay, well, just very quickly before we go to the break, Kathleen, you heard what Tomás had said there. You know, I mean, we don't want people rocking up to somebody's door. I mean, if you found out... You know, the last thing we want is Kathleen knocking on someone's door saying, "How are you, Ma?"
Yeah, yeah.
Now, by the way, Ma might be delighted that Kathleen's knocking on her door, but she might not be because she might have moved on with her life.
Exactly. Yeah, so, which she did, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think there should be like, if you do get the birth cert, and you do, I think they should then say, "Okay, well, here, you have your birth cert. Now, come to me. There's your caseworker. Do everything through them and help you." They're not helping you at the moment, you know.
Okay, so you're saying you should be called in to be given that birth cert with a social worker, which or a caseworker. This could take a long time, by the way, if you start doing this, going down this route. And they would say to you, "Look, okay, I have your birth cert here. Let's go through it together. And this is who your mother is. And I'll tell you what, we're going to contact her." Yeah,
I think that would be a logical step in the process at the beginning. And because...
And then what happens if they contact her and she says, "No, I don't want to have to do it, and thanks very much, I've moved on with my life"? Then does that person not get their birth cert?
What do they need that birth cert for?
Ah, Tomás, come on, you're adopted, you understand this.
I know.
It's the need to know, it's the right to know.
Yeah, but they can give you your parents' name. They don't have to give you the birth cert with an address on it that you can...
Tomás, with the greatest respect, you're an adopted man. You should know how it feels. Maybe you just feel different to me. I believe I'm entitled to my birth cert. No matter whether my biological mother wanted to know who I was or not. Thankfully, she did. But I believe
question. You were married, Niall, weren't you?
Yep.
Did you get married in the Catholic Church?
I did.
But you would have happened to have your long birth cert.
No, you didn't. No, not if you're adopted. You produce it.
Yes, you did.
No, you produce...
The priest had to get it.
No. Well, the priest had to get it, but I didn't certainly get it.
Yeah.
Maybe the priest gets it or some way around that. I don't know. As far as... At the same way, when I want to get a passport, I produce what they call an adoption cert.
Yeah, yeah. You can produce an adoption cert.
Yeah.
But when I got married, I had to go and apply for my long birth cert.
No, I didn't.
And have it sent to the priest.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to get that. At any stage, no one asked me for a long birth cert. I produced the small birth cert, which is the adoption birth certificate. Well, stay there, Tomás. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. Derek, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Derek?
Hey, Bill Noel. How's it going?
Good. Derek, the idea that we should all be able to, as adopted children, or indeed if you're a mother and you should be able to get information, that you can kind of just wander in or go online to the Registered Births Office and get your original birth certificate for the first time maybe in your life. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've heard Tomás' argument, and it is a good argument, that, you know, your biological mother may not want to know who you are.
Yeah, but I'm in a different position where I was able to... My father was adopted in 1935.
Yeah.
And I went looking for his birth cert before he died. He said, "Yeah, go ahead." I only found out he was adopted when he was 16. But I was 16.
Right, okay.
And because he never wanted to let us know because his own mother and father were still alive. But when they died, he told us and let us know that he was adopted. But he was up front. He told us her name. So I went in when he died. And I searched, but I got his birth cert immediately, and it had an unusual first name, and I had our surname, which is a fairly common Irish name, and it said where he was born in Holly Street. But when I done the research to try and find it, it's gone. You can't get anything on that name, which is an unusual name. But what's happening now is, I asked in the National Archives, and the guy said that it could be a nurse that signed or townland and a name, just to falsify it, or else a nun. So I'm just wondering, did anyone else ever come up against that?
Okay, so yeah, well, you heard Kathleen on there just before the break there. The same thing happened to her, more or less. There was a man's name, and his surname was used for her mother, even though she doesn't even know if he was her father. So, as far as she was concerned, her mother wasn't married to this man, but it was put down as they were married. So there was false information.
So I don't even know whether he came from a home.
Sorry, Thomas? Or Tomas?
It was falsities put down on mine. Yes, my mother's name was put down, but they put down some fictitious father's name just to have a mother and father.
To make it all seem very Christian. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Had I come and got that? Now, unfortunately, my birth mother has passed on since only a few years ago. And had I come later, after she had passed on, and found out that, okay, my birth mother is dead, I would have spent all my time looking for this man. Now, I did spend time looking for him, and it was through the adoption agency, and they looked up all the people who had the same name in the area at that, and the register, electoral register at the time. And they went around to them all, and one poor man, and the girl in the adoption agency said to me, one poor man says, no, he says, I don't think I'm his father, but he said, I've never had kids, but if he wants me to be his father, I will be.
Ah, God, love him.
You know?
I don't think I'm his father.
I don't think I'm his father.
But I will be if
he really wants it. You know? And I laughed, and she laughed.
Let me get back to the actual question. Okay, but hang on, I'm running out of time. Derek, you know, I understand the complications, and I understand the rights of mothers to be forgotten, so to speak, if that's what they choose to do.
But does
your right, well, not yours, but your father's right, obviously, is not with us now, but I mean, do you believe the child's right trumps that right? In other words, does everybody have a right to get their original birth cert and know who they are?
Of course they do. That's what I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm not the real person that grew up in my father's house, if you understand, with even his cousins and all, even though they were all close, he felt close, but I don't know anything about where I come from. I know nothing about where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
Really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that really hurts me.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm only a next generation down, but I'd like to know really where I come from. And I think I should have a right, even though it was my father, I think I should have a right. And I think, you know, people don't realise.
So you should have a right to find out legally who your grandparents were. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. But I just hit a stone wall all the time, and even down to the address that was on it. It's not even like a town that's the name on it. It's a real descriptive townland in Carlow. Like you'd have to go. Like there's only a couple of houses in this town, and it's not as if like somebody said, Raheny. This is.
Yeah, well, I know the address that's on my birth certificate, for example. The address on my birth certificate, it's here in Dublin City, and it doesn't actually exist anymore. The house is gone.
Right.
There's offices there now. You know?
This is actually, like, you drive into this townland, it's actually named as a townland.
Right.
And there's three houses in this, in Carlow.
Right.
But you know, but like, it's not a name that somebody would have.
I know, and this is going to be very complicated for people if they finally get this information. But like you, Derek, I believe everybody's entitled to this information. I've run out of time, guys. I'm really sorry. Thank you, Tomas, and thank you, Derek.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.